This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled Monday that 400,000 immigrants from 12 countries living in the United States for humanitarian reasons are not eligible to become permanent residents. The court said U.S. immigration law blocks migrants who entered the country illegally from obtaining permanent residency or green cards, although they have temporary protected status. The TPS designation applies to migrants who came to the United States to escape war or natural disasters in their homelands. It protects them from being deported, and they can work legally in the United States. The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would allow the migrants using the TPS program to become permanent residents, but the fate of the measure is uncertain in the Senate. Currently, besides El Salvador, migrants with TPS from 11 other countries are protected from deportation. Those countries include Haiti, Myanmar, Nepal, Venezuela, Yemen, and several others. The head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency accused Iran on Monday of failing to answer questions about the discovery of uranium particles at undeclared nuclear sites in the country. Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said in Vienna Monday that he's been disappointed by Iran's refusal to provide answers about the uranium particles found at three sites. Grossi said Tehran has reiterated its will to engage and to cooperate and to provide answers, but they haven't done that so far. He said he hoped that would change in the future, but at present there's been no concrete progress. He said that lack of progress, quote, seriously affects the ability of the agency to provide assurance of the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. There was no immediate comment from the Iranian government. This is VOA News.